have some additional details with regard to the project itself.
Thank you. Could you just clarify for me, how many megawatts?
It's a nameplate rating of 7.5.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Good afternoon.
Ormat, who's the manufacturer of this device, is an Israeli company, and they have a working agreement with Northern Border to install these waste heat recovery units along their pipeline. There are five compressors in North Dakota, and they number them 4 through 8. Compressor station number 7 is the only compressor station that's currently operating in the state. But Ormat has plans to complete compressor station number 5, compressor station number 6, and compressor station number 8. Now, number 5 is in Dunn County, number 6 is at Glen Ullin, and number 8 is in McIntosh County. But they plan on doing all three in somewhat of a parallel sequence. All of these waste heat recovery units in North Dakota are owned and operated by Ormat, minus the one that we are proposing, which is compressor station number 6. Now, that's not to say that other companies don't own them, for example, in Minnesota and Iowa, but in North Dakota, it would only be compressor station number 6 that would be owned by Montana Dakota Utilities.
Are the others serving co-ops?
The others have offtake agreements with various co-ops. With the Glen Ullin station, there were four major agreements that we had to sign. The first was a waste heat agreement with Northern Border. Of course, that's now operated by TransCanada. The second agreement was an EPC agreement with Ormat for the design and purchase and installation of all of the generation equipment. The third agreement was with MISO for the interconnection of the unit to the MDU 41.6 transmission system. And the fourth agreement, lastly, is an agreement with Ormat that they would provide O&M services for the facility. The transmission costs associated, total transmission costs through MISO that's associated with this facility would be about $1.1 million total transmission costs.
The total cost to connect it?
The total cost to connect it through MISO, through the interconnection costs. And that really consists of course, the transmission system. It consists of a new substation at Glen Ullin, and it consists of some upgrades at some of the other facilities that MISO identified as being disturbed during the interconnection process. So the total transmission cost is about $1.1 million. The cost for the generating unit is about $14 million, plus about $750,000 for generator step-up transformer substation. So the generator itself is about $14.75 million. Okay. We estimate that the operating cost for the unit, essentially fuel and O&M. Of course, the fuel is not necessarily free, but because we have to pay Northern Border for the waste heat. We estimate that cost to be about $12 per megawatt hour.
This is for the waste heat?
For the waste heat, plus we have to pay for manpower and repair parts at the facility, like you would at any other, coal-fired power plant. You have people there. You have
right.
Repair
this
parts.
$12 a megawatt hour.
$12 a megawatt hour.
And that figures out to about a kilowatt hour. Tell me what that is. 1.2?
12 cents.
12 cents.
No.
1.2.
1.2.
I was going to.
Yep. 1.2. Right. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
For the fuel cost and maintenance.
Fuel cost and maintenance. Yep.
Didn't have a lot of other 1.2 cent per kilowatt hour in the IRP to that could beat it or what?
No, it's pretty close to wind. Pretty close to wind. The schedule guaranteed by Ormat for this unit.
Capacity factor is a little more, though.
Pardon me?
Its capacity factor is a little higher, though.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. You know, 80% capacity, 80% accreditable capacity factor in MISO versus maybe 20% for a wind farm. So the schedule guaranteed by ORMAT for the commercial operation, it will be October of 2009. But we expect that to be shortened substantially, again, because they're doing three of these at a time, and we're essentially number one on their list. So the civil work on the other two units has already started, and we expect the civil work on our unit to start within a couple weeks.
Civil work is?
Grading.
Grading, all right.
Yep, grading only. And it will be grading on Northern Border's property. Okay, so the Northern Border owns the property that this unit will set on. Okay, we will not start.
You said that's not Northern Border any longer. Northern Border a subsidiary of now of TransCanada? Or is it just known as TransCanada these days?
Well, it's actually, I'm the wrong guy.
All right.
All of our agreements were with Northern Border, but after they were signed, TransCanada stepped into the picture and assumed those contracts. So the contracts actually had to be reviewed by TransCanada because they are, in effect, the operator, and because we're on their site, we have to follow their safety procedures.
Yes.
So the safety procedures changed in the contract. So the civil work on the unit, probably on Northern Border's property, will probably start in a couple weeks. We estimate that before severe winter hits, they will have all of the grading, the landscaping, and all of the foundations in preparation for equipment to arrive next spring. And with that equipment arriving next spring, and our unit being the first in the queue for equipment arrival and the first to be commissioned, we think that our commissioning date will actually be probably July of 09 rather than the October date.
So what you're telling us is these are relatively simple buildings to construct.
They are relatively simple buildings to construct. Because ORMAT is an Israeli company, pretty much the whole unit is built to be transported on a ship in containers, and they essentially bring the containers here.
Prefabricated.
So even the control house that all of the protective relaying and the operator will sit in is a Connex container right off a ship, and that just gets set on the ground, and off we go.
Okay.
So it's pretty simple. Our goal for the transmission line is to have it available for construction in March of 09. Okay. So we haven't started anything on the 41.6 transmission line at this point, mm-hmm. but our goal is to make sure that that is built and operational, with your permission, by March of 2009.
And that's a quarter mile? What did you say?
It's 3.3 miles.
Oh, 3.3
miles. 3.3
miles,
right. 41.6.
Uh-huh. Yep. Giving us a lot of facts here, Duane, so I'm going to have to ask you in a few minutes to go back over a couple of them.
Oh, absolutely. ORMAT will be operating this unit, as they will with the rest of them along their pipeline. So there is significant advantage for us to share employees, so we get that advantage with the contract we have with ORMAT. All of the ORMAT units are monitored from a central station in Reno. However, this unit will also be monitored at our dispatch center here in Bismarck. Mm-hmm. Questions?
Would you go back over, there were four things
sure.
that you said.
There were four major contracts.
Yes, and that's what I need to hear one more time.
Okay. The four major contracts were, the first contract was a waste heat agreement with Northern Border.
And my question regarding that is, the facility itself uses only waste heat order to generate electricity?
That's correct.
It doesn't need any natural gas or any other source except some electricity to run the plant. Is that right?
That's correct. And, of course, like all generating stations, it uses its internal generation when it's running. So there would be no outside feed into the plant when it's running.
Okay.
It's operating. So that's correct. There's no additional fuel necessary to operate this plant.
All right. And so the 7.5 is actually, is that how much we'll be able to go out onto the grid, or how much of that will be used by the facility internally for producing the electricity?
The 7.5 is what the generator rating is, and so not all of that will go out onto the grid. Some of it will be used internally. We estimate approximately 10% will be used internally.
Okay.
Okay. On an average basis, if you were going to consider this a baseload power plant,
yes,
it would be about 5.4 megawatts out onto the grid.
All right. How do you lose the rest? Because 3/4 of a megawatt.
Well, we're dependent upon the heat that comes out of the chimney of the compressor station. When Northern curtails their compressor because Chicago isn't using enough natural gas, there isn't enough heat for us to go to the 7.5 megawatts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a total function of how much gas goes down the pipeline.
All right. And sometimes that's why it's 80% capacity.
Yep.
Okay. And then go on.
The second major contract that we signed is an EPC contract, or engineer procure construct contract, with Ormat. So Ormat will design the facility, acquire the equipment, and then build it for us. Okay, that's the second contract. We have an EPC contract.
All right.
So at the end of that contract, it's ready to start to run.
Okay.
Okay. The third contract I mentioned was with MISO for the interconnect.
Right.
Okay. And that's one of the reasons we're here, is because we had to go through MISO interconnect, and MISO will be doing a facility study. And the fourth contract that we signed was an O&M agreement, operation and maintenance agreement, with Ormat. So once part of their division builds it, then the next division comes in and operates it, and they're separate contracts.
So have you told us that it's 1.2 cents per kilowatt hour for the fuel costs and maintenance?
Fuel and maintenance.
Mm-hmm. And so then doing some rough math, $14.75 million for the generating unit,
mm-hmm,
and $1.1 million for the transmission and substation. So that's about, let's say, 16 million. So
yep.
In capital costs.
$16 million in capital costs.
All right.
Yep.
And so in the $16 million in capital costs, so you said you're getting about 5.4
That's correct.
Megawatts. So I would divide that into that.
Yep.
To find out how much is costing you per. So it's a.
Per
it's
kilowatt.
More than, it's more than $2 million.
About $2,700 a kilowatt. About $2,700 a kilowatt.
A kilowatt. $2,700 a kilowatt. So then, can you tell us at what cost then? I'm going to let you do the math on this, and if you need to submit something back to us, that'd be fine. Of what is the cost per kilowatt hour that this is going to be,
okay,
for the customer, if everything goes according to plan? What is the?
It's about 6 cents a kilowatt hour.
And that, does that add, is that only capital costs?
That adds the capital cost to the 1.2 cents.
To the 1.2 cents. So okay, approximately 6 cents.
Yep, about 6 cents.
A kilowatt
or,
hour.
Yep, or $60 a megawatt hour.
Okay. All right. That's my questions at the moment. Let's see.
And at that price, you anticipate this will be dispatched?
Yes.
Pretty much
now,
all the time.
That $60 a megawatt hour without any credit for the renewable attributes.
Sure.
That's without any credit for the renewable attributes.
But is there, what credit would there be? Tax credits, or what are you talking about?
Green credits.
Oh, green credits.
Right.
Okay.
Green credits.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, we, until we put it on the market, we really won't know what those green credits are worth. But
above zero.
It's above zero. That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, and the $60 a megawatt hour is definitely within the MISO range currently today. It's lower than the MISO range. Yeah. Lower than the MISO range currently today.
Mm-hmm. Jerry?
Well, that would depend on how long you depreciate it over and everything, too. Because this is a capital cost, and it's a sunk cost. And so your actual running costs are the 1.2 cents. So that is what you'd use to dispatch it against.
Right.
So it would be a run all the time resource.
Yep, it would be a run all the time.
$0.06 is that levelized cost.
Yeah, and that'll only get realized once we have a rate case, right?
Mm-hmm. And Commissioner Kramer, do you have any further questions at this time? Pat, do you have anything you'd like to clarify or questions that you have at this time? All right, and then the commission... expects, I think that this would be on its next agenda. So that would be on August the 27th.
Yeah.
Right.
That would work well with our schedule.
All right. Okay.
Couldn't find a couple more of these.
Well, that's what I wondered. Thank you. That was a good question because that ran through my mind too. Did you think about owning the additional three or whatever?
We did and tried to negotiate those, but our transmission lines are nowhere near these facilities.
Yes.
So the transmission costs would be
considerably
higher.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel free to tell us who's going to be operating the others?
Well, operational would be Ormat will operate them, mm-hmm. but actually who is the off-taker of the power? I don't know. I would.
We know the other one is Basin for one of them. I mean, at least the one that's already existing.
We know the one that's running would be Basin.
Basin, and so we just have to wait until we see the press release or whatever.
It'll depend on what other infrastructure goes by, just like this.
Right.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And in this case, I just wanted to ask one more question, and that relates to the green credits. If MDU chose to keep those green credits for itself, in North Dakota, you could count those towards the goal of 10% renewables. However, I suppose since that's a goal and not a mandate, that at the present time, if you wished, you could sell those green credits to someone else and not have any of that count towards your goal in North Dakota.
Yes. I thought you could do both.
No, you can't. You cannot. You have to either do either or. It can't count twice.
Well, since North Dakota doesn't really count. Right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They can't count it toward their goal, though. If it's a goal, you can't double count and use what you're selling to somewhere else as also a goal, meeting your goal in North Dakota. Because it says in the rules, if you'll go back and read those, that it... we sent out that memo about this in May or June, early June. So I would review that memo carefully that the commission sent out on that section as you make your plans, because you cannot double count. It has to be registered with MRET, and then they have to certify where it's being used for as far as counting toward goals or
This will be registered with MRETs, as our wind facilities are registered with MRETs.
Okay. At least that's my understanding, and if you, we can certainly. All right. Okay, anything further at this time? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
All right. Now we'll go to the second case before the commission. I, at this time, say that we are closing the hearing on PU 08358. So we're officially done with that case.